blah, 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 all of that. Yes?
The formless working sows a form.
Mm-hmm.
There grows up a body endowed with senses and a faculty. So that the form, whatever it be, according to its own nature, brings the body into good or evil. If it be a form of beneficence, it turns to thanksgiving. If it be a form of deferment, it becomes patient.
You see, do you get it? And it is verses which will start all like this. It will be repeated to emphasize that you should get it. He said, when something good happens, you are thankful. That thankfulness is your reaction to that good stuff you received. And if suddenly you have some wound, you feel pain, all of these reactions, listen to it, yes?
If it be a form of mercy, it becomes flourishing. If it be a form of repulse, it becomes full of moans. If it be the form of a city, it takes a journey. If it be the form of an arrow, it takes a shield. If it be the form of fair ones, it indulges in enjoyment. If it be a form of the unseen world, it practices religious seclusion. The form of want leads to earn. The form of strength of arm leads to seize by force. These are boundless and immeasurable, the motive to action from various sorts of fantasy.
You see, he made a list. He started with something and being grateful, and he went on and on and on to arrive to, if you think that you're like this, so you grab everything you think that you could do. Look at you. All your actions comes from your imagination. Which part of your imagination is dangerous here we're talking about? It's the image of you. What do you think of yourself? Look at the people. A short guy, black and ugly. We promote the blue eye, white skin, German race. This is Adolf Hitler. Have you noticed? How is he himself? He is describing a picture which doesn't fit him, but it fits his imagination. And he puts his life for that. Yes.
All the infinite ways of life and the crafts are the shadow of the form of thoughts.
All the beliefs, parties, social activities, and all of that is the shadow of what you think. Yes.
Happy folk standing on the edge of a roof observe the shadow of each one on the ground. The form of thought is on the lofty roof, while the action appears like a shadow on the pillars. The action is...
He brought in an example. He said, look at the people. They are standing on the roof, okay? And their shadow is down there. This is like what? He said, the thinking is that one which is standing up there. Then there is the shadow. The sun will bring the shadow of that fellow on the earth. This is the action. This is what you do. Your thought is somewhere, and his shadow is what you do. Yes.
The action is on the pillars while the thought is concealed, but the two are combined in the correlation of cause and effect.
Yeah. They are related, but they are not the same. Do you think that one fellow is exactly the same as his shadow? No. But that fellow and the shadow are connected, interconnected, and they depend on each other, and so on and so on, but they are different. Your action is different from your thought. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
The forms that arise at a banquet from the festive cup have as their result unconsciousness and senselessness. The forms of man and woman and sport and sexual intercourse, their result at the time of sexual union, distraction. The form of bread and salt, which is a benefit, has as its result strength, which is formless.
Ah, this is not the time of Rumi. He is seeing the future as hell. Yeah. Let's say this, that the bread is fantastic, but why? Because it will give you the energy. That's why it's good. You see, it works. Yes.
On the battlefield, the form of sword and shield has as its result a formless thing, that is, victory. College and learning and the forms thereof are done with as soon as they have reached knowledge.
Uh-huh. When we're talking about education and a school and all of that, what is it? It is trying to give knowledge to the children, blah, 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 blah. These are actions. The main essence is they will be connected to education. When they are educated, then success. Yes.
Since these forms are the slaves of the formless, why then are they denying their benefactor? Mm-hmm. These forms have their existence from the formless. What means then their denial of him who brought them into existence?
This is the funniest stuff. What will bring all this imagination? What is it? It comes from non-existence to exist, right? Then how come that I am the fellow who will say, no, 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 it's not happening like that? I'm denying that this is it, because I don't want to say this is the reaction in me. I want to say this is my action. Is it? Yes?
His disbelief is really manifested by him. In truth, this act of his is nothing but a reflection. Know that the form of the walls and roof of every dwelling place is a shadow of the thought of the architect.
Well, an architect. He said, look around you. Whatever you see is the shadow of the thinking of the designer of it, right? This is it. Whatever you see is the shadow of the thought of the designer who designed it and made it up as it is. Even when you're thinking about logical stuff in philosophy, what do you see? It's the same stuff. Yes?
Even though in the seat of his thought there is no visible stone and wood and brick, assuredly, the absolute agent is formless. Form is as a tool in his hand.
This is the trick. the inventor of all stuff is that non-stuff, non-existence. Everything comes from non-existence, and we will end up to go back to non-existence. The major stuff is non-existence. Don't be the slave of existence. That existence is the part that belongs to animals. Animal lives with that part, not human being. Because we understand the imagination. We understand the education. Don't we? Yes?
Sometimes the formless one graciously shows his face to the forms from the concealment of non-existence, in order that every form may thereby be replenished with some perfection and beauty and power. When again, the formless one has hidden his face, they come to beg in color and perfume. If one form seeks perfection from another form, it is the quintessence of error.
Yeah, it's silly when one form is depending on another form. It's silly. Form should depend on formless, non-existence, because that's the source of the form. Yes?
Why then, O worthless man, are you submitting your needs to another needy? Inasmuch as forms are slaves, do not say or deem that form is applicable to God. Do not seek Him by Tesvi.
That's a trick. When I'm talking about Hapa, I'm talking about a quality which is in non-existence. Don't try to find a form for it. It's just the meaning. It's formless. Although it applies to all forms, but itself, the essence, is formless. Yes?
Seek in self-abasement and in self-extinction, for nothing but forms is produced by thinking. And if you derive no advantage except from form, the form that comes to birth within you involuntarily is the best.
Even when we're talking about the imaginations, the one is good which is not made by you. It will happen in you. It comes. That is the trick. Yes?
The form of a city to which you are going, you are drawn by a formless feeling of pleasure, O dependent one. Therefore, you are really going to that which has no locality. For pleasure is different from place and time. The form of a friend to whom you would go, you are going for the sake of enjoying his society. Therefore, in reality, you go to the formless, though you are unaware of that object. In truth, then, God is worshipped by all, since wayfaring is for the sake of the pleasure.
The conclusion. All of this, first of all, is not God, it's Hap. And there is a difference between Hap and God. You know what? All of this comes to a conclusion that the truth really is this, that Hap is something that everything is paying attention to and getting forward to. And that is in non-existence. But it will lead all the existence. Yes?
But some have set their face towards the tail and have lost the head. although the head is